Smith on drums, John Hurd on bass. One more, huh? One. All right.
Our founding fathers guaranteed us certain protections. The freedom of speech, freedom of religion, the freedom to own and play stringed instruments of all kinds. Those founding fathers didn't place restrictions on these freedoms. They didn't say the right to play guitar shall not be violated except when used to play Green Day's Time of Your Life over and over again in the common area of your dorm. No! Where will these restrictions end? A background check when you want to take up a banjo? A 5-day waiting period to buy a Telecaster? An all-out ban on the Flying V? Or, dare I say, whammy bar? Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, it is up to you to defend our right to keep and bear guitars.
You're listening to CJUM FM 101.5, broadcasting at 1200 watts from the University of Manitoba, defending your rights as well as the rights of others since 1998.
Presents 52nd Street Jazz for Sunday nights. Thank you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to 52nd Street, Winnipeg's home of classic jazz. My name is Jay. For the next hour, I'll be your host right here on 101.5 UMFM. And we started off tonight with a group called the Billy Hart Quartet and a song called Thule's Redemption. Just one that we picked off the shelf, and something new and something different for us tonight. Hey, hope you're having a good night. We're going to just put together a variety of songs and hope that you like something, or maybe all of them. Thanks so much for listening. We're going to come up now with a song by Vijay Iyer. You know, I had the chance to see Vijay Iyer, oh, it's probably close to 15 years ago now. Actually, some at the Park Theater as part of the Jazz Festival. And he played with a trio. And I stopped in for a short while. And I was going to stay for the whole show. I was actually just going to stay for a little while. And I couldn't leave. It was just that good. So from that here, here is Vijay Iyer with a song called Song for Midwood, right here on 52nd Street. Thank you. What'd you think of that? Vijay Iyer with Song from Midwood. And we're going to just continue on tonight with a show that is just sort of a random mix of newer music and actually almost all new music. Here's a group that around the turn of the century, the first decade of this century, were really popular in the jazz scene and doing some really interesting things. The song is called You Are, and the band is The Bad Plus, right here on 52nd Street.
Thank you.
Oh, we played two in a row there. We started off with The Bad Plus and You Are. And then after that, Derek Gardner, when he was professor here at the University of Manitoba, recording with a group of largely local musicians, and the song called The Melting Pot. Can you continue on now and play two in a row for you? We're going to hear from the great Cyrus Chestnut. To tell you, listen, if you're a jazz fan, you already love Cyrus Chestnut. I really like Cyrus Chestnut because he's not young anymore, but as a young musician, when he was first coming on the scene, the first 10 years of his career, when he became a national figure, he really had a strong commitment to that kind of soulful gospel kind of sound and feel. And that's permeated throughout his career. And I think he can play everything and anything, and he's played with everybody. But I think when he records on his own, you get a very kind of soulful approach. And I've always appreciated that about him. So we're going to hear from him in a song called Smitty's Joint. And then right after that, Joshua Redman, a name that many of you will know. One of the young lions of the 1990s who is just a massive figure in the world of jazz as a saxophone player, and his version of the Billy Strayhorn song, Lush Life, both right here on 52nd Street. Lush Life by the great Josh R. Redman on the tenor saxophone, a song originally written by Billy Strayhorn, the writing counterpart of Duke Ellington, of course. And before that, Cyrus Chestnut and Smitty's Joint. Well, coming up next, believe it or not, it's our last track of the evening. It's gone quickly, hasn't it? We're going to end tonight with the great Robert Glasper. And I don't really have words. I'm not sure what can be said about Robert Glasper outside of just an incredible talent. A piano player, a writer, an arranger, an educator, someone who has played with symphonies and hip-hop, and the list goes on and on and on and on and on. An incredible talent, an incredibly talented musician. And we're going to hear him now in the studio, and the song that he calls Of Dreams to Come. Until next week, next Sunday night at 8, this is Jay saying, take it easy. Don't forget to support your local jazz scene. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great week.
Sookrum's Brewing Company and UMFM 101.5 present Sunday Sessional, a monthly pairing of UMFM program hosts and musical guests in the intimate environs of Sookrum's Tap Room. Spend a Sunday afternoon enjoying song selections from one of your favorite radio hosts and stripped-down performances from some of the city's best artists while enjoying a tasty beverage or two. This free event happens monthly at Sookrum's Tap Room, located at 479B Warsaw Avenue. But like a rotating tap, each one is unique with a new host and slate of performers. For more information on Sunday sessional dates and details, visit the event calendar at umfm.com and come join us at Sookrum's.
Hey, this is Mike Doty, and you're listening to 101.5 UMFM in Winnipeg. And rock and roll and grooviness and beautiful things are going to happen. I promise.
Hey, this is Olivia. You're listening to Nightlight on 101.5 UMFM. Warning, the program you are listening to is completely un- Please listen at your discretion.
I had watched you taking in the spring through dusty, sun-kissed bodies wandering. Between you and me, as if they don't see this distraction. This beautiful view, this delicate you in the way. If I follow you tonight and leave, is more